Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The update on Bam Adebayo, I was telling everybody I'm very nervous about that. He was going to have an MRI today, and the MRI revealed nothing serious.
No.
He's got a left big toe sprain.
It sounds funny, but don't laugh.
No, I'm not laughing at that. It's just, how do you sprain your toe?
You sprain anything else. You put too much pressure on it.
You can sprain a foot, sprain your ankle.
Yeah.
Sprain an arm, a wrist. How do you sprain your toe?
Pretty much anything with ligaments in it.
Right, but you're wearing shoes. Like how?
But it bends back too far. There's a lot of man moving real fast out there. Bad angle, lands on the side of your foot, rolls up on somebody.
Sprain multiple toes. I could see that. But what, like one toe?
The big toe is what makes everything balanced in your body. You lose your big toe, you can't walk.
You said that to me, but I feel like you were talking to yourself.
Oh, my fear. These toes are gone here in the next 5-6 years.
So the MRI revealed a left big toe sprain for Bam. He's going to be out tomorrow against the Hornets, but he's just day-to-day. So, I mean, on a day that, you know, is a brutal day for Heat fans with the Eric Spoelstra news, this, fortunately, is some good news.
Spoelstra's house burned down. Now he has to play Khalil.
Well,
this is a bad week for him.
No, so Barry Jackson tweeted out that Eric Spoelstra will coach tomorrow despite the brutal news today.
You kind of said that where you were like, oh, you know, Sirius Parker's house burned down. But, you know, on another note, you know, with this team is, you know, not playing, I think it's more important to win games right now. He can't bring that pile of ashes back.
Oh, no, I mean, he's not going to. What's he going to do?
They call the insurance company, and they're going to send an evaluator out there. He got to go do his job.
Go rent a suite at the Loft in the Gables and make your way down to 601 Biscuit. I mean, because what else are you going to do? Are you going to sit at home?
Not staying at the Motel 6 and trying to figure this thing out. Like, go coach. Go coach. Your kids will visit you in your condo you rent for the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, he's at penthouse at the Marriott Marquis, right?
Yeah, he's at the, where'd you go, to Fairfield Suites?
Fairfield Inn and Suites in Pembroke Pines.
Yeah, dive into coaching.
Don't go into room 304, man. Give it another week, I'm telling you.
you're beating that couch up, huh? You have Whoopi on the couch in a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
They don't wash the couch. They wash the sheets.
Yeah, so what?
But like you were naked on a hotel couch.
Well, you said, put it that way. It does sound kind of disgusting, but yeah, I was.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, you think that lady?
I was bare ass on that couch.
You think they Stanley steam the couches?
Nah, they clean those.
They don't.
They clean those for sure.
You think they steam the couches?
I had to break that couch in for them.
They clean a room in 8 minutes. They change the sheets. They throw some new towels in there. They sweep up the kit.
They steam the couch. You put your
bare booty cheeks on a hotel couch.
Bare
Solana, you're
buttocks
nasty.
On that couch.
You got a rash. Don't tell me about it. I'm telling you what's going on. You got a rash. Spo's not staying there, though.
No. Spo is, I would imagine, has not stayed at Fairfield Inn & Suites since 2000.
But back to it. Really? I don't want to say cry over spilled milk, but there's nothing you do now.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do, right? I mean, you call the insurance company and
bingo.
Everybody's safe. Again, if you're just joining us, the good news is everybody's safe.
Yes.
There was nobody in the house. Go back to work.
Yeah.
Get your mind off of it.
That's what he should do. And he can't let this affect his coaching or trying to get this mediocre talented team to beat some good ones.
They'll be all right.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. Yeah, Bam's day to day, baby.
Toe better get right.
Kalel Ware tomorrow.
Okay.
Double double. What? Let's see what it's at. Kalel Ware tomorrow. Double double.
Can he? Because you know about the rotation. Can he not play Kalel still?
No, he can play Kalel. I genuinely think.
Roster based. If he just gets pissed, can he just still sit Kalel?
Are
with
you
Bam
trying
out?
To get a 10-day? Is that what I'm hearing here? Are you campaigning for a 10-day? The Heat need some size, Crowder.
I'm just saying, I don't see Spo getting cornered into putting Kalel in the game for 25 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't think there's any way he can get away with not playing Kalel. If Bam's going to miss time, you don't have anybody else on the roster. I mean, I'm not trying to throw shade at Keshawn Johnson, but what are you doing when he's out there trying to cover legit centers in this league? Like, it's just not a way to win games. What happened yesterday is Kalel Ware, his size, his length, and I know you said he's skinny, but they look at Pelle Larsson. Pelle Larsson just plays with a high motor the entire game, and that's what the Heat want. Like, that is what they want. They want somebody who's diving on the floor for loose balls. They want somebody who's going to cover anybody. He's playing at 150 miles an hour every second he's on the floor. That's what they want from their young guys. Mm-hmm. That's what they pride in their organization. Psychos.
Yeah.
Kalel Ware doesn't play like that. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just telling you he doesn't play with that high motor. And they don't have time for that. They look at that and they in my opinion, Spo looks yesterday when Joker's out on the perimeter, the ball gets fumbled around, and Kalel lets Joker walk by him without putting any body part on him, leading to an assist to a wide-open layup. They look at that as just nonsense. Timeout.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sit your asses on the bench. What the hell was that? I mean, you just can't do that stuff when your head coach is Eric Spoelstra. When you're a young player, you just can't.
Can you teach that? Like, when you say just play crazy balls to the wall, like Marcus Smart, plays like that.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, there's a bunch of guys.
You know the guys who play like
Bam,
that.
Bam plays like
Bam
that.
Bam plays like yeah. that. Can you? That's not taught, though. I honestly, I'm just, this is my opinion. I'll say, in my opinion, that I think that's out the womb. I don't think you can say, hey, go dive on the ground, run a mile. I call it, well, my kids, I call it emptying the tank. Like, that's what I'd be like, go empty the tank. Every single time you're running, every time, you know, you're on defense, offense, like, empty your fuel tank. Guarantee your body will get, come back and have some more energy for you. I don't know if you can, like, cheat, especially, he's a grown-ass man making millions. Hey, Khalil, go dive on the floor. I'm not diving on the floor. I might hurt my knees.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mentality. Somebody says, how many 7-plus footers are diving for balls and running real fast? I get what you're saying, but he doesn't have to dive for loose balls. But you could just tell when you're watching the Heat. You can tell when you're watching Khalil Ware. Again, I think the dude is extremely talented. I'm not hating on Khalil Ware. I would like to see him out there a little bit more, but knowing the history that Spo has with young bigs, young players in general, Nikola Jovic is going through it again because he's playing bad. You've got to play with a high motor. I remember Hassan Whiteside. The last time the Heat won in Denver was 9 years ago. Hassan Whiteside in the regular season. Hassan Whiteside had 26-15. I looked up the starting lineup to that team yesterday. Josh McRoberts was on that team. Mm-hmm. Like the starting lineup was a nightmare. Rodney Magruder started in that game. Like, Hassan, before he got paid, played with a high motor.
Yep.
Every loose ball he was going after, tried to get as many rebounds as he possibly could. Nobody was beating him to a rebound. Putbacks, tip, like he just played with that aggressiveness, that tenacity. Then he got paid. Everybody remembers what happened. The ball didn't come to him on the first play. He was checked out.
Dear Briz.
If you weren't running the play for him, he didn't want to, he wanted nothing to do with that play anymore.
Yeah, and I say Dr. Toboggan, I learned how to read these little comments over here. I name you one guy that y'all kind of love that was 7 feet and that was balls to the wall, if you want to call it that. Zoe. Zoe would get after it. Zoe didn't give a damn what was going on. Young Shaq in Orlando, there's a whole highlight reel of him diving and sliding on the ground, jumping into the crowd. Especially as that Khalil is so young. A lot of young guys, you're trying to
that's what
prove
they do.
Yourself.
Right, that's what they do.
I don't have the best shooting percentage. I might not know how to run this offense right. But if that ball is a loose ball, it's my damn ball. Let me go get it. It's a, I don't know. There's key words that you don't want to say about athletes. Lazy. I don't think Khalil's lazy.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not even that he's lazy. He just doesn't. He doesn't have the high mo. I think
too calm,
lax.
Lax. You can't be. You can't play for the Heat and be lax.
Go watch that. Everybody, look up that play I'm talking about. You'll see it on social media where Joker, the best player in the world, has the ball on the perimeter, and he takes three dribbles into the painted area, right into the paint, and Khalil did not put a body on him.
He want to hurt himself. That man's big, Salama.
Like, how do you explain that? You know, like, I don't know how. How? How do you explain the best player in the world dribbling into the paint and the center not touching him? It goes against every principle in basketball. How? Doesn't make any sense. I don't understand.
Do you want him to be honest? Because he can't tell Spo, that man's big and strong, coach. I don't want to get him. I might hurt my chest if he throws his shoulder into my chest.
It's like the offensive lineman, Liam Eikenberg, just backpedaling while Micah Parsons is running right at him. Business decision. I respect it.
Man, the man's violent.
Yeah, well, guess what? Tua's going to die on that play.
Joker's violent. Would you characterize Khalil as violent?
No, I would not.
Well, he might not want to be in a violent position.
Oh, we need Anthony Weaver to go give him a little pep talk.
He's
Mr.
Not
Violent.
Man.
Mr. Violent.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.